And one of my pockets has a lot of stuff in it. What would you say?
Patch pocket.
No. Say if it was out like this, it just stuck out like this from the coat, what would you say it was? It makes my pockets... Well, how about if I just jammed a lot of paper in here and put my pen in here and my pocket stuck out like that? What would you say it was? It was...
I would say it was too full.
And so it would be...
Bulging.
Now, before they had sand-fried shirts, a lot of times if you'd wash a collar in hot water...
It would shrink.
Okay. If you washed it yesterday, you'd say that it...
Is it dry? Or?
Well, no. Today you say the collar, it would shrink in hot water.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it... Same word, maybe. Well, how about another example? The shirt I washed today won't fit. So it
shrunk?
Okay. And the one I washed yesterday, did you use the same word for that?
I should say so.
Okay.
Same process.
When a girl goes out to a party and is getting ready to dress, say she's going out with her best boyfriend, you say that she likes to... Did you hear me all right on that? Say she's putting on her best clothes and everything. What would you say she was doing for the party?
Prepping or...
Okay, any other words you might use?
You're going into some things that I don't indulge in a whole lot.
Okay,
so naturally I'm not too familiar with the expressions that he
used. Okay then, you can't think of any others. All right. Now what does a woman carry a lot of her things in?
Handbag.
Any other names that you might call it? That's all right.
Yeah.
How about something a woman might wear around her
bracelet.
Wrist?
Bracelet.
And something around her neck?
Necklace.
Okay. And what might men use to use it to hold up their trousers instead of belts?
Suspenders.
And what do you hold over your head when it rains?
Umbrella.
Okay. And what would you call this?
That is a bedspread.
How about if it was real fancy? You know, with a lot of work done on it, was woven into it. Would you have another name for it instead of a bedspread?
Boy, there's a name for it, but I just can't think of it.
Okay. Maybe a
comfort. Comfort.
All right.
Well, a comfort is a thing that's made for use for protection against cold. It's a cover just like a blanket.
Uh-huh. Well, what about something that would be more like a spread then? Would you?
Well, that's what I'm trying to think of now.
Okay. Nothing like a cover.
Oh boy.
And how about the right up there at the top of the bed?
Pillows.
All right. And sometimes when you have a larger bed, they have something that goes across the top. Instead of a pillow, it's
bolster. Longer.
All right. Sometimes they have a makeshift sleeping place on the floor that children like to sleep on. Which
cot?
Something right down on the floor.
Cradle? Oh, pallet?
Uh-huh.